And welcome back to the Tennessee Star Report. We are joined now on our newsmaker line by Jeffrey Nelson, the executive director and CEO of the Russell Kirk Center for Cultural Renewal. Welcome, Jeff. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Michael. It's great to be with you, good people of Nashville.
How could I not have met you? Because you are the founder of this cultural center, Russell Kirk, one of the greatest thinkers in the 20th century in America, co-founder of National Review, has written so much and so significantly. Tell us who Russell Kirk was and tell us about your personal connection to Russell Kirk.
Well, thanks, Michael. You set it up just wonderfully. Dr. Kirk is one of the founders of the conservative movement in America, and even push it a little farther, your audience might like to know that every time they say the word conservative or refer to themselves as conservatives, they're drawing on Russell Kirk, because it was Russell Kirk who gave us the very name conservatives, gave us the identity and the self-identity and the sense of tradition within America that we can, in fact, be conservatives and Americans, because in the 1950s, liberals told us there was no such thing as a conservative tradition in America. It was all liberalism. And that to be conservative or to have a conservative thought was essentially, as one critic put it, to have a series of irritable mental gestures. There was no serious, respectable body of...
You know, I love one of the books that he wrote, The Roots of American Order. I talk about the idea of order, ordered liberty, right? This is I wrote about a book in 2012 called The Covenant of Liberty, The Ideological Origins of the Tea Party Movement. And a lot of that was rooted in this concept of ordered liberty. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it's so important, and it flows from the idea of conservatives, because, you know, when in the early 50s, people who would call themselves conservatives called themselves individualists. Mainly, individualism was the alternative to collectivism, Soviet collectivism. So that they thought that was the way. But Dr. Kirk taught us, no, there's a deeper project here. We are conservatives. Hence, he wrote The Conservative Mind, which is the seminal book that changed everything in America and made us all conservatives. And the project of conservatism is to be an American conservative is to conserve the tradition of ordered liberty that is embedded and enshrined in the American Constitution. And that the great achievement of American civilization was to draw from the vast inheritance of the West, from the civilizations that came before us. Our American founders looked to, say, Jerusalem and their tradition of revelation and one God, and Athens and for the tradition of reason, and Rome for law, and London for this whole concept of representative government. And American took from all these civilizations something from each of them and fashioned into this concept that you just identified as order liberty, reconciling the claims of both order and liberty. Liberty alone wasn't enough. Liberty alone sometimes can spin and often does spins out of control, but it needs boundaries. It needs laws, and it needs tradition to keep it to hold it together. So this concept of ordered liberty and putting that forward for not only American citizens but for the whole world as a beacon is the greatest achievement of American civilization, and it must be upheld and defended and conserved and renewed and enlivened at all costs in every generation.
So you, Jeff Nelson, your career mirrors Russell Kirk's to a degree. You were his literary assistant, and you married one of his daughters.
I did. I married the boss's daughter. You know, that's an old thing, I guess. I have a wonderful wife and three children, and I had the great privilege to work here. And with Dr. Kirk, and he made a fatal mistake once of sending me down to Hillsdale College, where his freshman daughter was, to pick her up from after her first semester and bring her back up here. And we met, and it didn't happen right away, but
it was not
altogether too long.
Jeff, it wasn't a mistake. It was part of his ordered plan for liberty.
Well, it did set in motion a number of things that wouldn't have otherwise happened, including the privilege to, after his passing, because Dr. Kirk was such a unique individual. As you said, he was tied into the very foundations of American conservatism and close to National Review and Bill Buckley. And so during the Cold War and the communist era and even afterwards, people all over the world searching for freedom and for this, you know, American experience of ordered liberty, were reading him in National Review, reading his books, reading his columns, and they would show up in America. They were looking for places to go and emigrate, and many times they came up to this village of McCosta, Michigan, emigrated, and he would take them in. He took in Poles, he took in a number of refugees from all sorts of from Cambodia, from Eastern Europe. It was just incredible that the amount of people that would show up in the Kirks with their hospitality. Would take them in, get their children's in schools. They took in unwed mothers and for their pro-life cause. They had all these young conservative thinkers and scholars coming here and writers and journalists. And so there's this incredible variety and interesting community here that Dr. Kirk fashioned. And it was institutionalized after his death as the Russell Kirk Center to keep that work going and to keep students coming to this historic place. Because, you know, as conservatives, we have not been very good at preserving our foundational institutions and the legacies of our founders. The left, any activist, you know, they have a museum or some kind of a house they've preserved or something. But on the right, on the conservative side, in terms of our founders, there are very few. Ronald Reagan, there's obviously, as a president, there's been some houses of his library and his ranch and now his Boyhood Home. But Bill Buckley's Sharon home was bulldozed. Many of the other founders.
Bill Buckley's home in Sharon, Connecticut was bulldozed? Are you kidding
me? Yeah, yeah. No, it was developed.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, by the way.
This is the one place that's left in the conservative movement.
It's in Mecosta, Michigan, which is right near Grand Rapids, right?
Yeah, it's north of Grand Rapids. And it's a center. It's a village. It's a library of 15,000 books. It's a lot of homes where students and faculty and journalists stay and study and reside and come up for seminars. And it's a lively, you know, institute and center for conservative.
So I got two questions for you. Number one, how do you finance this and how can people help you?
Well, we finance it through, private donations. We don't take government money. And so we are dependent upon the generosity of those who want students to have access to understanding the deeper currents of the American conservative tradition. We don't do policy here, but we're deep educators. We're conservators, as you alluded to. We're conserving a tradition of roots of American order and also the explaining what that means today and keeping it fresh. And so we depend on those patrons who are understand that in this day and age, given the state of the university, students don't have access to that kind of education. They only get caricatures of conservatism. They come to the Russell Kirk Center, they get it right.
Kirkcenter.org. When are you inviting me up? Because I'd like to spend a week there and just sit and talk to you and think
You're
about
invited.
Great thoughts.
We'll talk to your schedule. we'll have some seminars here and we'll have some fun and we'll talk about order and liberty because, as you said, that bringing together those two concepts of order and liberty as kind of the central achievement of American constitutional tradition.
So a couple questions for you, Jeff Nelson, the executive director and co-founder of the Kirk Center up in Mecosta, Michigan. The one question for you, have you ever talked to or met with my friend Stephen K. Bannon?
I have, a long time, probably about 10 years ago, but yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, he talks all the time.
He's a brilliant strategist.
Pardon?
Yeah, he's a great strategist.
Well, he talks all the time about the importance of preserving Western civilization and the American tradition. And I think he'd be delighted to have a conversation with you. We're a strategic partner with Steve Bannon's War Room, and he's got would you like to be on his show?
Yeah, I'd love to contact him.
I'll introduce you to him, and because I think people would love to hear about what you're doing up there.
And I like what you just said, Michael. That was a nice formulation because you said, you're studying Western civilization and the American experience within it. I think it's something like that you just said, which is very, very important formula for people to see the broad sweep of Western civilization and then understand the American experience as part of that larger civilization, something unique but also something new. And that's very conservative, right? To keep permanence and change working together all the time. And I like that formulation.
Last question for Jeffrey Nelson, Executive Director and CEO of the Russell Kirk Center for Cultural Renewal. Jeff, and probably it's unfair to ask you to answer this in 1 minute, but give it a try. Are you, given the state of the United States of America today, are you optimistic or pessimistic about a future?
Well, I'm never super optimistic, but I am always hopeful. And Dr. Kirk, at the end of a lot of addresses he gave when he would speak about, you know, the challenges confronting us as Westerners and as Americans, as Midwesterners or whatever, happen to be educators, he would always say, stop and let cheerfulness break through. And he would give historical perspective of how, in the worst of situations, out of the ashes, a phoenix would rise, or an Augustan age would emerge in Rome. But there is hope. And while it's grim at the college level, the secondary level, with the explosion of charter schools and homeschools and classical schools and all these varieties of school, it's just incredible to see what's happening. And it's really even now making inroads into the mainstream institutions, because these kids are just so good. They can't be denied. And that is just accelerating forward. And I think that's going to be a huge impact moving forward. So I'm going to bet on those kids that they're going to change things for the better. So I'm going to say hopeful.
Let cheerfulness break through. Great words from Jeff Nelson, the co-founder and executive director of the Russell Kirk Center for Cultural Renewal. Hey, Jeff, thanks so much for joining us, and I'm delighted to meet you.
Well, thanks, and we'll look forward to having you here.
All right, I look forward to that as well. Hey, up next, bye-bye, the original All-Star panelist, Crom Carmichael. This is the Tennessee Star Report. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy.